Vav Metzia, Perk Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Omar es Haveda, play Omar Simaneha. If the person that was demanding the Aveda said that he lost the Aveda, so to Machloikis in the Gemara, what the announcer has to announce, does he have to actually say at first, did anybody lose anything? Or does he say, did anybody lose a shirt? So whatever way you learn, let's say he set out, did anybody lose a shirt? And now, as the Mishnah says, Omar es Haveda, below Amar Simana, and the guy that's coming to claim, I guess that's a better word, person comes to claim it, says, I lost that shirt. But he does not say Simanim, of the shirt. Lo yitain lo. You don't give it to him until he tells you the Simanim. Ba'ramai, afal pisha Amar Simana, lo yitain lo. But a Ramai, tricker, even if he tells you Simanim, you still don't give it. Shenemar, based on a pasuk, ad rosh achicha oso. The drosha is, ad shetidrosh es achicha im ramayhu im eno ramai. That you have to look into the person that's coming to see if he's a Ramai or not. Because if he's a Ramai, if he's a tricker, you don't give it to him. There are exceptions that you can even give it to a Ramai, if they're Edim, so on and so forth, I believe. But Stam, you don't give it to him. Mishnah continues. New Din. If you have an item that's lost and you're holding on to it, anything that can produce and what it produces will feed itself. As an animal needs to be fed, the maintenance of that animal will start being costly and eventually will not even be worth it. The guy that lost the animal will end up having to pay you even more than the animal itself. But if the animal can feed itself, meaning it can work and you can use that work to feed the animal, yasev yochel, let it work. V'davar she'ein osev ochel, yimacher. But something that cannot, it's not going to work in the field, sell it right away. Shenemar vashivosolo. The Torah says you should return it to him. Re'ei heich tishivenolo. See how you should return it to him. Meaning, it should make sense to return it to him. Don't return it to him after the thing cost so much money to feed and now he has this big bill. Sell it if that's the case. Or let it work so then when you return it to him, he'll keep it. Now, the truth is, why not just sell everything? So you don't come to this problem at all with anything. So the Rav says, because people would rather use an animal that they're accustomed to use rather than start over with a new animal. Therefore, if it's going to feed itself from its work, do that. Now the Rav says, and it seems to be on this too, that the guy that finds it does not have to hold on to the animal forever. There are certain limits, like a tarnagolus, for example, and a large animal, you work for 12 months. But after 12 months, it's just too much already, you can sell it at that point. You don't have to hold on to it and work it and deal with it forever. Mishnah continues, Ma'yehe bedamim. What's going to be with the money after you sell it? Let's say you have to sell it, so what do you do with the money? Rabbi Tarfon omer yishtamish behen. Rabbi Tarfon says, you can use it. So you have a din, like Taisus Yontif says, like a shoel. Lefikachim avdu chayiv b'achriyusan. And just like a person that borrows money, if that item is lost, you're chayiv to pay the owner back. You're responsible for it. Taisus Yontif says, even onsim, even if it's something that's a total accident, that normally, because the shoel is chayiv in onsim. Rabbi Kiva omer, lo yishtamash behen. Rabbi Kiva says, you should not use the money. Lefikachim avdu ein chayiv b'achriyusan. Rabbi Kiva says that if it's lost, you therefore should not need to pay. However, the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon here, and you're chayiv in onsim, even it would come out, like Taisus Yontif says, even before you even use it. Just because you could use it, you have a din of a shoel, and you're chayv and onsim with this money after you sell the animal.